Today on 4CA, John McKenzie, 1-300-872-911.
I want to get to this story from a couple of days ago. It's about the huge new crane at the convention centre. I've just looked at it now. I can't see it. Maybe it's around the corner. Now, it says here, this is Peter Carruthers, Cairns Post, a new addition to the CBD skyline has appeared as work on the multi-million dollar convention centre upgrade reaches new heights. A 24-metre crane with a 10-ton lift capacity will literally do the heavy lifting to make the forecourt, main entry lobby and the new sky terrace a reality. Luke, can you see it? Can you see the crane? It's gone, isn't it? I don't know if it's there or not. We have a big window looking that way, but maybe it's been dismantled, I don't know. Or maybe it's around the corner. Minister of Tourism, Industry Development, Member for Cairns, Michael Healy, said the new crane would keep the, listen to this, 608-strong workforce busy. And you never see any movement this side, the radio station side. They must all be on the other side. Anyway, 608 people are working flat out on this. It's a huge job. Now, it does say this. New additions to the building include a 410-seat plenary lecture space, three 120-seat meeting rooms, and new exhibition space for up to 30 display booths. It's the sort of improvements we've been talking about for years and years and years. It's funny, when Wayne Goss opened this up back in the 90s, it was just such a wonderful facility. But oh, well, this will be there for a lot. That we'll never have to do any work on that. 15 years later, people are screaming out for more work to be done. It's bizarre, isn't it? Anyway, I'm going to talk with Janet Hamilton. She's the General Manager, Cairns Convention Centre. She's on the line. Hello, Janet.
Hello, John.
Gee, you've been busy. We've been after you for 2 weeks.
I know. Well, we're operational again.
Yes.
We're hosting events and obviously we've, the last week or so, just with borders closing, so we've been working with clients on changes around that as well.
What
but
a
we've
nightmare.
We've been operational, which is exciting.
But all the changes you've got to make. I talk to people in accommodation, they book people in and then 2 days later they've got to cancel and then they've got to organise the refunds, and it's just a nightmare. And I suppose there's been aspects of that for you too.
There has, but we take it one day at a time and we're calm and we help our clients as much as we possibly can.
Now, Janet, don't go away. Let's go through this. New additions to the building include a 410-seat plenary lecture space. Can you tell us what that's about and how it will be used?
Yes, absolutely. So the plenary will be able to be split in two. And then we have outside the plenary. So this is on the mezzanine level. So if you're at the convention centre now, where you normally go into the auditorium, it'll join that floor. And there'll be the plenary, there'll be some exhibition space, and there'll be three very large meeting rooms that have operable walls, so we can have one large space or three or two and one. So we've got lots of flexibility there. You'll take an escalator up to the top level, which is the Sky Terrace, and there's going to be a beautiful function space up there for 500, as well as a big terrace that'll look all the way over to the Trinity Inlet. And the really good thing about the expansion is that we can now do two conferences at once, or we could do a Taipans game, a smaller meeting and a conference for, 500 in the expansion. And that means, our economic, once we get over this COVID thing, and one thing I hang on to is people want to meet, they want to interact and meet, so we will see our conference market come back. We'll be able to do two at once, which is really good for Cairns, because the delegates will spend on the ground. They'll be in restaurants and hotels and doing all those good things they do when they're here.
Yeah, when they're here from overseas countries. Don't go away. I'm fascinated by the fact that you've got all these people that could be in the convention centre at any one time, including Taipans fans. What would be the total number of human beings at any one time in the convention centre?
Yeah, we're still looking through the capacities, but we think we could probably do up to 2,500 people. If we've got a Taipans game on, that's anything from 4,500 to 5,000 people, so in the arena. But in relation to conferences, because conferences are very different than concerts and public events, because they need breakout rooms. They're often, medical or academic conferences, so they'll come together for a plenary in an auditorium or in the large plenary we're building. And then they break off to go and, give their lectures or, you know, do knowledge share that way. So we need the flexibility of lots of rooms. Mm-hmm. So when you consider that, we could probably do whole of centre between 2,000 to 2,500. But in the expansion, you know, we can do comfortably 500.
So. Isn't it funny, though? There's no specific figure. If you had a big concert on, like, for example, the Ten Tenors the other night, and you had a convention in, and you had a Taipans match on, there's no specific maximum number of people.
There is maximum capacity, obviously, you know, with in relation to, you know, building code, but which is much higher than that.
Okay.
Do you see what I'm saying?
Yes, I do.
We could max it out, but it's about the usability.
Yeah, sure.
So comfortably to be able to work a conference and the meeting spaces they require, as well as the potential. So when we do a conference in the existing centre at the moment, John, they take the arena and they put exhibition booths on the floor.
Okay.
So they don't use the arena seats. They use that as exhibition, or they'll use it for a dinner. Then they use our current auditorium as tiered seating or flat floor plenary session. So that's why the flexibility of the expansion is going to be a really good thing. We can do all sorts of modes and listen to what the client needs.
I'm glad it's you with your head around this. I find it confusing. Let's go back to, I think it was about 3 weeks ago, I went to the Ten Tenors and my God, what a one. By the way, if you haven't been to the Ten Tenors ever, please don't miss them in the future. If you went 20 years ago, whatever, when they started, you thought, I'll be the same. They're a totally different experience and they've graded it up dramatically. It's a wonderful professional experience. Now, what hall was that in, Janet? Because I get mixed up with
all
these
titles. That's the auditorium.
Okay.
That's the auditorium.
Okay, yeah, that's auditorium. So. Now, for example, when you have a convention in, do they go into that auditorium or do they fundamentally use another area, exhibition space?
Well, depending on their numbers, the Ten Tenors, so that auditorium can split into four.
Oh, okay.
It has operable walls, it can split into four. So we have the flexibility to do four meetings, or we could do half, or we can do full auditorium, which was what we did for the Ten Tenors concert.
Okay, you don't do flat floor planning in there, or you do?
We do. The seats move. So the seats you are sitting in, they can be pulled up. And then that's where we do a lot of our banqueting and functions and school graduations and conference dinners. Or when we talk about flat floor plenary, I've got to be careful I don't use our industry speak, but it's basically, you know, not in tiered seating. So you're flat floor and so they could be in our theatre style or around a table.
You can't dismantle all the tiered seating, surely.
Yeah, it pulls up.
No. Some of the people...
You'll have to come and have a look. We actually pull the seats up and
really?
You wouldn't recognise the room. Yeah.
Well, when I went in for the Ten Tenors, there were some people, a few people were struggling a little bit with the steepness of the so-called tiered seating. And there were, a lady rang up, I had it here somewhere, I've lost it now. Her name was Fran, I think, and she said, listen, I think she might have had mobility problems. Some people did, but they took her up in the lift at the back of the tiered seating, I presume, and she got to the top and then she couldn't either find the seat or they brought her a dining room chair or something. So she said there were issues with older people or people with mobility problems getting up and down. She felt it was too steep. Is that the tiered seating we're talking about?
Yes, but that's the existing seating we've had for 25 years.
Okay.
So as part of the refurb, it's not new and it is to code. The stairs have been upgraded with illuminated strips, so it's much clearer to see where the stairs are. I mean, we do have ushers that can help people. We've got brand new lifts in the building, so she would have come up in our brand new lifts to all floors.
Yes.
And we're always happy to take feedback or assist people. And if people are coming to a concert and they're unsure, give us a call and we can assist from the moment they pull into the car park up to the venue.
Now, if you say, I've got someone coming in, I need the flat floor space or whatever, please dismantle the tiered seating. How long does it take to dismantle that heavy seating?
Just a few hours. Yep.
That's amazing. So
it doesn't get dismantled. It's on chains and rigging, and we pull it up. It sounds simple, doesn't it? But we pull it up, and it's got beautiful woodwork underneath, so it just looks like a ceiling.
Mm. So there you go. Well, there's no way we can organise that to be less steep, obviously. It's a pity because some people with mobility issues. But as you just pointed out, the staff that were there on the night were so helpful because everyone arrived at once, as you know, they do for concerts. And there were people confused about how to find their seats, etc. But the people were very, very patient. Very, very patient.
Yeah, and we always want to help, and you know, and things have changed, obviously. You know, I would say to people if they're coming to a public event to come 15 minutes early, because obviously we've got our COVID safe plan. We've got one entry to the centre at the moment because the expansion's out the front. So the porte-cochere where we used to enter is closed for the moment. We've got to do the COVID check-in. So just, you know, come a bit earlier, have a glass of wine and relax in the foyers. But we do obviously have to do this and make sure everyone is kept safe. The car park is also open this week. We've just opened the car park. So if there's any workers that want to come back and park there, they're more than welcome, and it's open for events.
Still the same capacity?
Yeah, it's still the same.
Yeah. Come back to, well, I guess when you open the porte-cochere, that'll be it. That'll be the end of the huge task, will it?
Yeah, well, that'll be the expansion. So the you remember there was the grassy hill?
Yes.
That's disappeared, obviously, and that'll be the front entry into the new porte-cochere and driveway.
Yeah.
And then you'll go into the ground floor, the mezzanine level, and then up to the Trinity level.
Now I can understand why there's, what was it, 608 workers there?
The crane went up last weekend.
Yes, so and I can't see it. Is it gone? Oh, no, I can see it now.
It's still there.
Yeah, it's around
no,
the corner. I'm looking at it now. back to the whole kitchen area. Has that been completely reworked as well, the catering side?
So all the existing kitchen has been completely refurbed, new equipment. So I think last time I spoke to you, I said there's a lot of things you can't see. It's the, you know, the Wi-Fi, the IT, the AV, the new building management systems, new chillers, new air conditioning, new electrics. It's brought it up to world class, you know, and current. In the arena now, our new sound system is, top-notch concert-grade sound system, and new lights, LED lights, which will be great for sustainability. So there's a lot of things you probably wouldn't notice which have been, you know, very much improved.
Did the Ten Tenors use the new lights and sound?
Yes, they did, yeah, in the auditorium.
The lighting was unbelievably good. Did you see it?
It was good. Yes, it was great.
Wasn't it a great show?
It was really fantastic. And, you know, they were so excited to be back at a live performance. Mm. And, I don't know about you, but there was a few songs when they sang I Still Call Australia Home, I thought of being on a plane and flying in and, you know, that's often the kind of song that you hear. And so I just think there was a lot of poignant moments for a lot of people, and they were fun and they were very upbeat, weren't they, to be back performing.
Still Call Australia Home. It's like the national anthem, isn't it? Everyone gets teary and sways from side to side. We used to do carols by candlelight, and you'd hand the carols out at the end of the show. This is a few years ago now. And we'd start up with Still Call Australia Home, and everyone would sway in unison with the candles. It was magical.
Yeah, well, that was our first big public event since March 2019.
Yep.
So
God.
The whole team was incredibly excited to have everyone back.
Well, isn't that great? And they would have been struggling a bit too, the staff that were very, very patient, but they would have been having to find their way around too, I suppose, after all that layoff.
Yeah, and also we've got new team members, and I think it's, you know, fair to say it's challenging with staffing across the whole of Cairns at the moment, like other areas. But, you know, they're a pretty talented bunch, and they're passionate, which, you know, I love them for that, which is great.
This has been really interesting, Janet, but I'm getting frantic wind-up signs here, so I'm going to have to leave you, but this has been really comprehensive. Thank you.
All right, John. Talk soon.
Janet Hamilton, General Manager down at our Cairns Convention Centre, which is virtually a whole new experience. Now, it's 24 past 11. On